All I want you to do is just try to relax. You know, people say to me, how can you relax? Well, relaxing is easy when you know how. It's just a process. We're learning today. All we're going to do is just learn how to relax. You see, relaxing is easy when you know how. It's just a process. All I need you to do is to close your eyes. Make sure you're nice and comfortable. Nobody wants anything of you at this moment. Nobody needs anything from you. It's just your time. Your time to just relax. So how do you relax? Well, relaxing is easy when you know how. It's just all about focus. So all we want you to do is to focus on your head. Nowhere else. Just your head. Just think about your head. Focus on your head. You know what it's like sometimes? You can be lying there and you're in bed, you put your head on a pillow or on a cushion on the sofa, and you feel so nice, so relaxed. Just focus on your head, just think about your head, and just relax. See, relaxing is easy when you know how. It's just all about focus. So I now want you to focus on your hands. Just think about your hands. Nowhere else. You know, you can apply weight to any part of the body just by thought. Just allow your hands to become heavy. So, so heavy. You see, relaxing is easy when you know how. The easiest muscles to relax are the eyes. So let's just focus on your eyes. Nowhere else, just your eyes. It's almost like looking out of your eyes with your eyes closed. And we can see how dark it is. So dark. Just focus on your eyes. And think about your eyes. And just relax. You know, one of the secrets is understanding reality. It's fractional time. What's real, what's not real. Now is reality. Your past, it was real once, no longer real. Your future doesn't even exist yet. Now is reality. As of now, you have no problems. Problems are problems of the imagination, that's all. Which means solutions are also in the imagination. So all we need to do is just use the imagination. So I want you to imagine. Imagine you're on a beach. It's just you. Nobody else. You could be anywhere in the world. It's just you. Nobody else. And all you can hear are the sound of the waves. And the sound of a voice. And you just relax. And all you can hear are the sound of the waves. And the sound of a voice. And you just relax. Well, let's test the imagination more. So I want you to imagine that you're looking over to your right on this beach. And you notice lying in the sand there, there is a stick. Go to the stick. And you pick the stick up. We're going to start writing numbers in the sand. Write the number 1 for me in the sand. Then say 1 in your mind. And then you just watch as a wave just washes the number away. And with each wave, just allow yourself to relax more. Write number 2 in the sand. 2 in the mind. And then just watch as a wave just washes the number away. You relax. 3 in the sand. 3 in the mind. And then you just watch as that wave just washes the number away. And then you put that stick down. You sit back down on the beach, staring out to sea. And all you can hear is the sound of the waves and the sound of a voice. You see, there's nothing for you to do right now except relax. Enjoy any feelings wash through your body as your mind relaxes and just lets go of any negative, nagging, frustrating feelings, details, thoughts that occupy our minds each and every day. I want you to feel so relaxed, so calm, and nothing can disturb you from this peace and tranquility. Unless you want or need it to, but I'm sure nothing else is going to require your attention for the next 10 minutes. Just allow yourself to relax, let go, and just listen to the sound of the waves and the sound of a voice. You see, you are listening now because you've elected to have the hypnotic gastric band fitted within your body, which is going to help you lose any excess weight that's been annoying you or depressing you over the years. Before we go through the actual procedure of inserting your hypnotic band, it's going to take a few moments to explain a little of what usually happens during this operation. Gastric band surgery is classed as restricted procedure, which means that your food intake will be reduced. Your food absorption process will not be affected. The surgical procedure involves placing a hollow silicone band around your stomach, which will reduce the amount of food you can eat. The smaller the meals, smaller the quantity, means a reduced calorie intake, which will result in your weight loss. You will be given a general anaesthetic. The procedure will be performed by what is known as keyhole surgery. You will not have to take any food supplements. You will have to follow a sensible eating regime. Eat slowly. Water. 1, 2, stop. Water. 1, 2, stop. Take exercise as well. This may seem like an easy option, same as any other similar procedure. It's the long-term approach to the problem of losing any excess weight. Now I know that you have heard of the saying, no pain, no gain. It's used in exercise. If exercise causes you pain, it's good for muscle gain. Are we going to reuse that? because with the hypnotic gastric band, there will be no bodily pain. So there'll be no weight gain, no bodily pain, no weight gain. Now is reality. As of now, you have no problems. Your past, it was real once, no longer real. Your future doesn't even exist yet. Problems, just problems of the imagination. Which means solutions also of the imagination. So all we need to do is just use the imagination. So I want you to imagine. Visualize yourself arriving at the hospital that you've chosen to have your gastric band operation. You arrive early because you don't want to be late, cause any problems that might involve your operation being rescheduled. Then you see yourself walking towards the entrance, and you look above the doors, and you see a sign that declares the name of the hospital. Read the sign in your mind now and allow it to give you a feeling of complete confidence in the people who will be operating on you. And then you push open the doors and you make your way over to the reception area, where there's a pretty young receptionist. She's sitting there answering the phone, welcoming clients. She smiles at you, you smile back. You then show her your appointment card. She takes it, checks, confirms all the details. And then she asks you to take a seat in the waiting area. And then you sit down and you relax. So relax. And as you wait, you look around. Take a deep breath. You push any and all negative thoughts and feelings aside. You know nothing can go wrong, but being human, we all carry these silly little elements of self-doubt. But you're feeling very confident, very calm, very relaxed. When a nursing assistant in one of those colourful uniforms comes, she informs you that your surgical team is now ready and waiting to perform your gastric band operation. Stand up. Follow the assistant down the corridor until you arrive at the changing cubicles. You know the sort. You go in, you close the door, and then you get changed. Change from your everyday clothes, and you slip on one of those hospital gowns. Now only when you're ready do you come out of that cubicle. Only when you're ready. There's the realization of change. This is it. Feeling excited, anticipation. Another nurse comes and directs you now to another room where the anaesthetist is waiting. He asks you to swing your feet round on the bed, and you do so. And as he's preparing the anaesthetic injection, he asks you to count to five, and with each number, just allow yourself to relax more. As he administers the anaesthetic, one, with each number, just allow yourself just to relax more, two, with each number, just allow yourself to relax more. three. With each number, just allow yourself to relax. Four. With each. Five. Are you relaxed? The anesthetic begins to take effect. You find yourself able to detach from your body, slowly floating above the bed you're lying on. You find now that you can see and hear everything that is going on around you. And you look around as you watch. You see your body being wheeled into the operating theatre, where the surgeon and his team are waiting, ready to perform your gastric band operation. You look around, so many machines, but you see one machine which has a monitor and a slim plastic light tube. That's the camera. It's going to be used by the surgeon to guide him to the exact spot where he needs to fit your band. First thing the surgeon needs to do is inflate your abdomen in order to make a space for them to work. You see him using a small needle, allowing the CO2 gas to flow into your abdominal cavities. Move the cavity out of the way. It's allowing now the surgeon easier access to your stomach. Then you see the surgeon make series of small incisions, allowing all the slim tubes and instruments to be inserted. You watch then as the surgeon manipulates the camera till you find your stomach on the screen. See your stomach on the screen. See your stomach on the screen, and then you watch as you see the surgeon and place the hollow silicone band around the top part of your stomach. See the stomach on the screen. See the band around the top part of your stomach on the screen. And you notice the band has a narrow tube attached to it. As the access port at the other end, and you watch as you see then the surgeon fix this via another incision just beneath your chest, under the skin. It's where the surgeon can now inject the fluid into this port. As you watch the screen, see your stomach on the screen, the band around the top part of your stomach on the screen, as the surgeon injects the fluid into the port. The fluid begins to enter the hollow silicone band around your stomach. Watch the screen. See your stomach on the screen as it begins to expand and squeeze. The expansion reducing the width of your stomach now. Watch the screen, see your stomach on the screen. The band becoming so tight, so tight, so tight, squeezing your stomach so, so tight, so tight. Expansion reducing the width of your stomach now. Expansion reducing the width of your stomach now, squeezing so tight. Expansion reducing the width of your stomach, resulting in your food intake now being reduced. Your food now travel through your system at a much more slowly pace, like a drip feed approach, resulting in you feeling fuller for much longer periods of time. Know that your gastric band has been inflated to its optimum levels. Then you watch as you see the surgeon begin to remove all of his instruments, sutures the incisions, leaving very little scarring. And you look down and you smile. As you just see yourself now just being wheeled into recovery. No pain. No gain. You now have a hypnotic gastric band fitted. It's easily adjustable or even reversible if necessary. You'll find that you can look at, even drool over foodstuffs that are full of sugar, starch, saturated fats. But you just cannot bring yourself to taste them anymore. You just cannot bring yourself to taste them anymore. Never mind actually eat them. Your subconscious mind. You now have total control of your spontaneous food thoughts. Knows that your gastric band will not allow you to try and digest anything that will cause you to gain weight. You will now eat sensibly. You will have smaller portions of healthy, nutritious food, which will fill you up. You will eat slowly. Water. One, two, stop. Water. One, two, stop. The best thing about your band, so you have the satisfaction. So now beginning to lose that weight each and every day. Now in a moment, I'm going to count to three. Count to three, you will open your eyes. You feel relaxed, reinvigorated, fully recovered from your operation. One. Not forgetting the rules. Hello, stomach. Are you hungry? No, go find something else to eat. Two. Three. You are the controller. Control your own mind. And three. Just open your eyes. And just open your eyes. Feeling so relaxed.